This is the hottest menu item in America right now. By Shayna Mishkin. Forget quinoa. America has a new favorite food. And yes, it's fried. Tempura, a stalwart menu item at Japanese restaurants, is the hottest appetizer at America's so-called fast casual restaurants, according to a recent report by food industry researcher Data Essential. The dish, which traditionally consists of lightly battered and fried seafood or vegetables, beat out other trendy items like quinoa and Brussels sprouts in terms of menu growth last year. Fast casual is the term the dining industry uses for a wide swath of restaurants like Chilpote and Noodles & Company that are quick and ambiguous, but seen as viewed as a cut above fast foods in terms of cost and quality. If the specialty isn't on the item at your favorite eatery yet, there's a good chance it will be soon. Tempura is listed on just 3.7% of fast casual restaurant menus, according to the report. But it appeared on nearly 400% more fast casual menus in 2017 than it did in 2013. The availability of favorites like quinoa and Brussels sprouts, for comparison, grew only about 130% over the same four-year period. Data Essential ranks what diners might consider appetizers and side dishes together. So are more Japanese fast casual restaurants opening, or are chefs at non-Japanese eateries incorporating more tempura techniques? Both are likely explanations for the uptick in popularity, says Jack Rodriguez, Data Essential's senior project manager. Tempura fits really nicely into the fast casual segment because it does bring something new and different, Rodriguez says. It definitely is a difference from the old fried zucchini sticks. The dish also appears to appeal to health-conscious consumers in ways other deep-fried foods do not, Rodriguez adds. Because the batter is a lot lighter, there may be this perception that tempura is not as quite as heavy as beer-based batter, she says. There may be that perception that it's healthier. Tempura might be growing in popularity right now, but it's not a new food by any means. The dish's roots can be traced back to the 16th century, when Portuguese sailors brought a battered green bean recipe to the Japanese island of Tanegashima, according to the BBC. Japanese cooks adapted the dish to seafood and other vegetables, creating the tempura we know today.